This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports.
This is Bradford Owls High School Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM. WESB, Bradford.
And good evening and welcome to the Owl's Nest. This is James Patrick going to bring you some Bradford Owls basketball tonight. Thank you for tuning in a little bit early because we're going to get started a little early. The visiting team always wants to get home when the roads are the way they are. So tonight your Bradford Owls come into this. They're coming off a loss against Dubois, but their season's been up and down. 6 wins, 7 losses. Look to get back to 500 tonight. Most of their success has been created on defense when they have the quick hands and they can tip passes and create turnovers. And their speed getting back down the court so they can create the offense from their defense. Tonight the opponent is the Countersport Falcons. For Countersport, it's going to be Mason Rosner, Micah Batson, Dylan Howard, Kevin Sherry, and Riley Strike. And for your Owls will be Adam Ward, Talon Reese, Jake France, Brendan Warner, and Chase Weinberg. So we are going to take a national anthem break. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick here with Bradford Owls Basketball in a non-league matchup tonight against the Countersport Falcons. Players are being introduced. Nice crowd on hand. Thank you for tuning in a little bit early tonight. We'll apologize to those that join us at 7:30. I've said in the past that we a lot of times that both teams want to get rolling. So once again, thanks for tuning in with us. Owls look back to get back to their winning ways here. And once again, the starting lineup for your Owls is going to be Adam Ward, Talon Reese, Jake France, Brendan Warner, and Chase Weinberg. And it seems to be that really every game somebody else becomes basically the player of the game. They never rely on any one person. Tonight's high scorer could be any of the five or actually a few of the guys off the bench, which has happened recently. Earlier in the JV game, the JV Owls won 37-13, continued their winning ways. I believe they've only got 3 losses on the season, which is a nice little run for the JV Owls. Countersport in their road purples, the Owls in their home whites with red and black trim. Chase Weinberg will jump against Riley Strike. And we are underway in Bradford. The Owls come away with a win. Brendan Warner with the ball. He's going to cross the timeline. Countersport sets up in a 2-3 defense. France with the ball. Adam Ward down to the corner. Talon Reese back to Ward. All the way around to France. France to Warner in the other corner. Warner's going to take a three, and he's going to make it. Brendan Warner starts off hot tonight, and the Owls are up 3-0. And there's a almost steal. Almost steal, then not a steal, then an almost steal. And there's a basket by Countersport. I think that was number 21. We're going to go with Dylan Howard. And I missed the Owls basket. Adam Ward with a 2. Okay. Quick pace here with balls flying all over and everybody shooting. So Owls with a pressure defense. Countersport breaks it. Long 3. Off the mark. Rebounded by Cowdy. Put back is off the mark. And Chase Weinberg comes away with a rebound. Warner with the ball. Owls lead 5-2. France penetrates. Drops it off to Chase Weinberg for the easy layup. He was wide open. And there's a timeout by the Countersport Falcons. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay here for this one. So the Owls jump out to a quick 7-2 lead. Brendan Warner hits his first 3. Chase Weinberg and Adam Ward with 2 apiece. Kind of a crazy start. quick on both ends. Almost a steal by Bradford. I spoke earlier. Bradford really creates offense off of those steals. They're fast, the outlet to the other end. And we're about to get back underway. Countersport's going to inbound the ball under their Bradford basket. And Bradford's going to once again put on the three-quarter court press. They get it inbounds, and they get across quickly. And this all the way to the basket goes Riley Strike, but he misses. And there goes Yowls the other way. France, Jake France is on the board. So four of the five starters quickly in a minute and a half are on the board. And your Owls lead 9-2. And there's a steal by Weinberg. Weinberg creates a jump ball. And that is going to stay with Countersport. Chase Weinberg tied the ball up. So, like I said, four of your five starters already on the board here at the Owls Nest. Good defense. Adam Ward with a tough defense there. And he creates a turnover. Brendan Warner with a steal. Warner goes all the way and lays it in. Owls on fire here early. Pressure on the ball. They break it. Cowdy gets an open man in the corner. Owls man-to-man defense. Owls lead quickly, 11-2. There's a ball in the corner. Dribble penetration. Kick back out. Foul line. Back out off. Bad pass. Adam Ward steals it. Adam pulls it up. They start to play. Warner with up top of the key. Jake France. Jake might want to get himself too, so everybody's on the board this early. Okay, Owls are on the outside. Adam Ward. Brendan Warner. Cowdy back in this 2-3 zone. There's Reese to France. France drives down, gets it to Weinberg. Oh, off the hands of Weinberg. And that's out of bounds off the Owls. Owls lead 11-2, 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Pressure on the ball by the Owls again. And Countersport gets it across the timeline, and there's a foul on Adam Ward. That'll be his first and the team's first. Just a little too much pressure on the ball there. Cowdy's going to inbound at half court. All the starters still in there for both teams. Owls tough man-to-man defense. Covering all the lanes. Nice move by Dylan Howard, but the shot's off the mark. Oh, and then Jake loses the hand, or Talon Reese lost the handle. And the Owls come back up with it. There's Weinberg going all the way and missing. And it goes off the Owls out of bounds. Owls still lead 11-2. Half court pressure again. Weinberg is long when he's on the ball. There, oh, and there's another foul on Adam Ward. A little too aggressive. That's two quick ones on Adam and two on the team. And here comes Marcus Twilliger into the game for Adam Ward. So you've got Reese, France, Warner, Weinberg, Twilliger. Cowdy goes all the way. That's going to be a foul on Talon Reese. They inbounded it and went quick to the basket. Talon got up there and got the body into him. So that's the first foul on Talon and three quick fouls on the Owls here. Riley Strike shooting two. First one's up and in. Second ball's on the way. It's up and off the mark. Rebounded by Talon Reese. Reese comes away down court. Back to Warner. Warner to Reese. Reese penetrates. Pulls it back and goes for a three. Off the mark. Rebounded by Weinberg. Weinberg down low. Nice power moving in. Really strong rebound and put back by Chase Weinberg. Then he's back on the defensive end creating havoc. And there's Twilliger with a hand on the ball and a steal. Down to Weinberg, who's open under the basket, who lays it in. Owls out to a 15-3 lead. And there's a timeout. Countersport. That's going to be a full timeout. So with your Owls leading 15-3 here in the first quarter, this is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
And welcome back, James Patrick at the Owl's Nest. Tonight, where your Bradford Owls are playing the Countersport Falcons. The Owls are out to a huge 15-3 lead. Great defense that created a lot of offense. We've only missed a few shots, had maybe one or two turnovers. Real nice performance so far by your Owls. Adam Ward with two fouls, got in early foul trouble, so Marcus Twilliger's in the game for your Owls. Halfway through the first quarter, 15-3. Pressure on the ball. Cowdy breaks the pressure, but picks his dribble up. Has to throw it, and there's Reese with a tip out of bounds, almost stolen. And into the game comes Drew Van Wy for Cowdersport in place of Kevin Sherry. Cowdy inbound the ball, and they get it to an open man who dribbles it and loses control. That was Drew Van Wy. Okay, Owls with the basketball again. Here comes Talon Reese. Reese to Warner. Warner drives, kicks it out to France for a three. Jake off the mark. Chase Weinberg cleans it up. Here goes Reese for a three. And he's in the Talon Reese with a three. And now all five of your starters are on the board. Nice performance. And the ball's thrown away. Stolen, and there's a Weinberg layup. Owls on this three-quarter court. And there's another steal by Jake, and then he gave it back. Owls creating just havoc on defense right now. Their hands are everywhere. They're very aggressive. And there's a steal by Marcus Twilliger, and he's going all the way. And he laid it in and the foul. I always say, for some reason, Marcus seems faster than everybody. His strides are, it seems like he takes four strides from half court and he's at the basket. So Marcus goes coast to coast with a steal. The Owls lead 22-3, 2:45 to go in the first. Williger's free throw up and off the mark, rebounded by Cowdy. Still, the Owls are pressuring the ball. Cowdy, when they pick the dribble up, that man has nowhere to pass. They get it across the timeline. That had to be about 9.5 seconds. And there goes another steal. Jake France goes away with it. Passes to an open Weinberg. Oh, who comes up a little short. Rebounded by Cowdy. 22-3, your Owls lead. Owls are just tough defense right now. And they find an open man underneath. Nice. Oh, and he missed it. And it's going to be Owls basketball. The Owls, or Cowdy, had great passing and put Riley Strike right under the basket, but he was off the mark. Daniel Marasco and Nazir Armstrong come into the game for your Owls. So you have Terwilliger, Reese, France, Marasco, and Armstrong. 1:57 to go in the first. Daniel Marasco in the corner, out to Armstrong, who drives. Loses control, and it's taken away by Cowdy. Owls, just relentless defense here. And there's a foul on Nazir Armstrong. His first, the team's fourth. So the next foul, the Cowdersport Falcons will be at the line for two. 1:30 to go in the first. Marcus Twilliger with the defense. And now Cowdy way up top. Armstrong on the defense. Reese providing the defense. The long three for Cowdy off the mark. Rebounded by Talon Reese. Owls are off and running. Talon looking for an open man. He drives it down all the way. And he's fouled on the way. He's going to shoot two. That foul's on Riley Strike, his first. And it looks like the Owls are going to bring in Carter Cauley and Wyatt Stark. First free throw is up and short. You could tell when that came out of his hand. So Jake France is coming out, and Talon Reese will be coming out after his second free throw. So all five starters getting a rest here. Reese's second shot is off the mark. Rebounded strong by Armstrong. Armstrong to Twilliger, puts in a three. 25-3, the Owls lead. And another steal by Daniel Marasco. Outlet to Twilliger. to Williger. Puts it up and gets fouled again. That foul's on number 34, Jerry Titus. That'll be the team's third, but Terwilliger will be at the line for two. First one's up and good. And here comes Carter Colley for Talon Reese. So you've got Stark, Colley, Terwilliger, Armstrong, and Marasco in the game. 48 seconds to go in the first. Owls lead 26-3. Second one is up and good. And here's the backcourt pressure by the Owls, broken by Cowdy. Nice catch of a pass there by Jerry Titus. And this second team here is providing the same intensity on defense. And there is another foul on Armstrong. That's his second. It's a shooting foul. Oh, and a technical foul called on Armstrong. So they call a technical foul on Nazir Armstrong, who'll come out of the game after the first free throw. And Jake France will be coming back in for him. 26.2 to go in the first. First free throw is up and no good. Second free throw is up and good by Riley Strike. And here comes the shooter for the foul. Up and no good. That is Drew Van Wy. Jake France comes into the game. Second free throw. Up and good. So, Counter-Sport will have possession. They're down 27-5. 26.2 seconds to go here in the first. And Nazir wasn't happy with getting called for a second foul, and he got teed up. Cowdy inbounds into the backcourt, across the timeline. 18 seconds to go in the first. And it's off, dribbled off the foot, and the Owls will take possession. I'd like to welcome the people tuning in for their regular start time. Both teams wanted to get rolling, so we started about 7:15 tonight. Weather outside and the travel. Everybody wants to get home when they can. Jake France off the mark with a three, and that's going to run the clock out. So the end of the first quarter, your Bradford Owls lead 27, the Counter-Sport Falcons with five. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick here, bringing you Owls basketball. What a great first quarter by the Owls. First of all five starters are on the board, led by Chase Weinberg with 8 points. Marcus Terwilliger off the bench with seven. Just a great defensive performance that creates their offense and their breakaways and their speed. So 27-5, the Owls lead. We're going to start the second quarter. Your Owls have Wyatt Stark, Marcus Terwilliger, Daniel Marasco, Carter Colley, and Jake France on the floor. And Bradford inbounds to start the second quarter. Working around the top, Daniel Marasco in the corner. One dribble to Stark, Terwilliger. Terwilliger to France. France looks to penetrate. Picks it up, gets Stark. Stark with a few. Stark penetrates, kicks it out to Terwilliger for a three off the mark. Rebounded by Cowdy, and they're off and running. And it's off the mark. Rebounded by Carter Colley. That was Mason Rosner, went coast to coast with the rebound. There's Carter Colley to Marasco. Wyatt Stark. Stark at the foul line. Oh, and a foul called. I thought he traveled. That is on Mason Rosner. That's his first and the team's first. And Adam Ward comes back into the game, this time for Jake France. Adam comes in with two fouls. Owls with the ball. Inbound to Marasco, down low. He puts it back up. Strong move off the mark. Cowdy comes away with it. They come across the timeline. Working it around the outside. Man-to-man defense by your Owls. Adam Ward up top on the D. And there's a pass down low, and the man wasn't ready for it. So Bradford turns him over again. Wyatt Stark inbounds to Terwilliger, who runs like an elk, or probably faster than an elk. So Adam Ward on the outside. Wyatt Stark down low to Carter Cawley. Nice move. Carter Cawley lays it in. Strong move down low. Gets it off the board and in. Oh, and there's a... Oh! Almost a turnover created by your Owls. And Cowdy dribbles it off a foot, and it is turned over. Marasco, Stark, Colley, Terwilliger, Ward out there for your Owls right now. 6:21 to go in the first half. Adam Ward with the ball, sets up the play. Over to Terwilliger. Terwilliger dribbles, top of the key. Down to Adam Ward. Wing down low to Marasco. Power move. Oh, too much. And white 20. Carter Cawley gets an over-the-back call on the attempted rebound. So Daniel Marasco has had some nice moves down low, but hasn't been able to get it to fall. But it'll get there. So Cowdy breaks it across the timeline. To 5, the Owls lead. And they can't get the ball down low. They're just passing around the perimeter. Defense is really good, which gets them frustrated, and then they've been throwing up some long threes. Now they got it down half. There's a kick out for three, and it's off the mark. Cowdy does get the rebound. 5:16 to go in the first half. Wyatt Stark eyeing up a turnover there, but just misses it. And number one penetrates all the way down. Micah Batson. All the way, he weaved his way through the whole defense and laid it in. Nice move. And there's a quick hand by Batson. He's off and running again, and he passes it out. Number four with a three ball. That's Mason Rosner off the mark, rebounded by Daniel Marasco. There's another quick hand by, I can't see him, that's Rosner. And Talon Reese and Brendan Weinberg back into the game for Terwilliger and Colley. So we have Warner, Reese, Ward, Stark, and Marasco. Talon Reese for three, off the mark, and rebounded by Cowdy. 4:25 to go in the first half, 29-7, the Owls lead. Rosner brings it out near half court, sets up the play. Good movement. That's a three ball from Rosner, and he nails it. So Cowdy's getting a little bit of rhythm now. Stark in the corner, down low to Marasco, out to Warner. Thought about a three, down to Adam Ward. Gets it into Marasco, and Marasco's fouled. So Daniel Marasco will be shooting two. Fouls on Riley Strike, his second, and the team's second. So Daniel Marasco looking to get on the board. First one's up, a little hard off the back iron. Jake France comes into the game for Wyatt Stark. Daniel Maresco, second free throw is up. And it's off the mark. Whoa. It's going to be Bradford ball out of bounds. The rebound was out of bounds, and their player hit the court rather hard. Carter Colley coming into the game for Daniel Maresco. Coach Bernardi cycling through a lot of players here. And as we've spoke of before, it's nice to get all these guys involved. Jake France, nice juke. They find Adam Ward, Talon Reese, and they got Talon on a travel. Talon faked a three and drove the lane, but they got him for shuffling his feet. So, 3:42 to go, 29-10, the Owls lead. Cowdy breaks the pressure. And back to Rosner. It's Micah Batson with the ball. And there's Rosner again. Adam Ward with the defense, top of the key. 3 minutes, 14 seconds to go in the first half. Cowdy just working the ball around the outside. Owls seem happy to let him do it right now. And there's a penetration pullback three off the mark, but it's cleaned up by Riley Strike. He was right there for the air ball three, and he put it back in. So here comes your Owls on offense. Jake France drives the whole way and lays it in. Jake found a hole in the defense and took it all away. That's got the crowd back into it a little bit. Went through a little lull there. Now there's a three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Adam Ward. Adam looking for an outlet. He gets Jake. Jake drives. And, oh, a little light on the pass. Stolen by Cowdy, and away they go. And there goes. They call their charge on Riley Strike. That's his third. The Cowdy fans are not happy about that. Cowdy coach not happy with the official on that one. There's a technical. He kept going and... It was about to happen. Coach Easton for Cowdersport gets a tactical. If Ronnie's out there listening, Ronnie, he got one. So Jake France will be at the line shooting two. The Owls lead 31-12, 2:07 to go. First one's up and in by Jake. Here comes one for you, Spider. Second free throws up. Count it. Jake France with two free throws. And the Owls will inbound. The Owls lead 33-12. 2 minutes, 7 seconds to go in the first half. Ward inbounds to Reese. Reese to Warner on a wing. Warner back to Reese, over to Jake, who penetrates, kicks it out to Warner, open three. Oh, off the mark, rebounded by Cowdy. Rosner runs the offense on the other end. And here he comes, Rosner. Oh, blocked by Colley, nice block. Rosner got around Colley, but he got the ball, and there's a nice feed, beautiful feed from Jake France to Adam Ward. And Adam lays it in. Nice unselfishness there. Good passing, good ball movement. Owls back on defense. 35-12 lead. Long three for Cowdy. Off the mark, rebounded by Reese. Reese across the timeline. Warner. Warner's going to take that three ball again. It's off the mark and goes up off the backboard. Stayed up there a long time. So Cowdy's going to gain possession under the Owls basket. 35-12. Bradford leads 103 to go in the game, or in the game, in the half. And there's a pass to no one. Brendan Warner goes down and gets it. They weren't on the same page there. So Warner's got the ball to Jake France. France to Warner. Warner was thinking about that long three again. 39 seconds to go. Looks like the Owls may just be passing around here. Going to go for a last shot, looks like. There's 29 seconds to go. Real nice first half for your Owls. There's some, I'm not sure of the festivities. It's Winter Carnival weekend here at Bradford High. There's going to be some introductions of the Kings and Queens at halftime. And there's a travel on Talon Reese. Reese looks at the official and says, I didn't travel. So Countersport's going to have the ball. 10.7 seconds to go. They're going to inbound on under Bradford's basket. They bring it across the timeline. 8 seconds, seven. And they get a shot up, and Talon Reese blocks it. Cowdy comes up back up with it, and it puts up and in. That's up and in by Dylan Howard. He picked up a loose ball. So your halftime score is going to be the Bradford Owls 35, Countersport Falcons 14. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to halftime here at the Owl's Nest. Your Bradford Owls lead 35-14. We're in the process of announcing the candidates for the Winter Carnival King and Queen at Bradford High this weekend. The winner, I believe, will be announced tomorrow night at a school dance. So, what a great first half for your Bradford Owls. Great defense, which creates their offense, and balanced scoring across the board. All five starters were on the board within a few minutes. They're currently led by Chase Weinberg with 8. Marcus Twilliger has 7 off the bench. Jake France has 6. Brendan Warner with 5. Adam Ward 4. And Talon Reese 3. So 8-7-6-5-4. And Carter Cawley threw in a basket for a 2-ball. Just a real nice performance as your Owls try to get their record back to 500 at 7-7. Adam Ward has 2 fouls for your Owls, and Nazir Armstrong has 2 fouls. Those are the only 2 with 2 fouls. And Riley Strike has 3 fouls for Countersport. Countersport is led by Riley Strike with 4 points and Dylan Howard with 4 points. So, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to Bradford Owls basketball. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back to halftime here at the Owl's Nest. James Patrick here for a non-league matchup between your Bradford Owls and the Countersport Falcons. So they did announce the Winter Carnival King and Queen. The King is Colin Cornelius, and the Queen is, and forgive me if this isn't correct, Agni Collins. So congratulations to Agni and Colin. I thought that was going to be announced tomorrow night. So the teams are back out to warm up here at halftime. Looks like we're going to have 3 minutes left on the clock. As I spoke of earlier, when the Owls get that defense going, you know, that really creates all their offense. It's not necessarily, it doesn't have to be, but it just, when they're on their game, they're active hands on the defensive end. Last game I did, all 12, or let's see, 3, 6, 9, all 10 players scored. Maybe we can get that again tonight, possibly a few of them not to get a tally yet. We're going to take one more break and be back with you. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick here for your Bradford Owls boys basketball against the Countersport Falcons. Owls lead 35-14 at the half. Coach has given their last-minute instructions. We got underway a little bit early here tonight. I apologize for those of you that turned in or tuned in at 7:30. I always tell you to get here early. Teams, when we're on the road or really at home, they just want to get rolling. So the JV game was won by your Bradford Owls 37-13. Looks like Countersport's going to inbound the ball. The Owls are going to have their original starting five: France, Warner, Ward, Weinberg, and Reese. And same for Countersport: Rosner, Batson, Howard, Sherry, and Strike. Countersport with the ball. Owls man-to-man defense. There's a nice pass inside. Foul line. Nice no-look pass. And real nice lay-in by Kevin Sherry. That's his first two of the night. Good ball movement there by Cowdy. And a no-look pass and a nice layup. So the Owls working it around the outside. Countersport in the 2-3 zone. Jake France looking down low. Weinberg's not there for it. All the way across. Jake in the corner for three. It's short. Rebounded by Cowdy. Cowdy breaks the timeline. There's a little floater blocked by Talon Reese. Tried a foul line jumper. Talon Reese got a hand on it. The Owls are going the other way. There's a travel by Jake France. Jake saw a little opening, and the ref said he shuffled those feet. So Cowdy's going to inbound. Bradford with a three-quarter court pressure again. And they break the timeline. And there's a floater by Mason Rosner, and he puts it in. 35-18, your Owls lead. Warner, Ward, Talon Reese, top of the key. Jake France in the corner. Down low to Weinberg. And they called the offensive foul, push off on Weinberg. They found Weinberg underneath for a nice layup, but he created the opening for himself. That's his first foul and the team's first foul. Cowdy breaks the pressure across the timeline. Cowdy looks like they've come out with a pretty darn good attitude for being down for so much. They've outscored the Owls 4-0 right now. But there goes a steal by the Owls, and Jake France goes all the way, reverse layup and in. Nice move by Jake. Cowdy across the timeline. Jake with a pressure defense, and they get it out. There's a long three ball off the mark. And the ball hit the cable that holds the basket up on the rebound, so Bradford will take possession. Adam Ward across the timeline. Calls out the play. Over to Jake. Jake to Talon. Warner in the corner, back to Jake. Warner cut underneath, but he maintained possession but wasn't able to get a shot off. Down low to Weinberg. Weinberg. Oh, he took a Euro step there, and he laid another one in, but he gets called for the travel. So, Cowdy with the ball across the timeline. And it's tipped away, quick hands, and tipped back. Cowdy with the quick hands to get it back. After the Owls have possession, they find the open man underneath, and that's Dylan Howard. Lays it in. 37-20, the Owls lead. There's a timeout by Coach Bernardi. It's going to be a full timeout. So your Owls lead 37-20 here with 5:09 to go in the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. James Patrick at the Owl's Nest tonight on a cold, snowy night. At least it was when I came in. Can't imagine that it's changed much. Thank you for tuning in with us for Bradford Owls basketball. The Owls currently lead 37-20. Now, they haven't came with the same energy here in the third quarter, so Coach Bernardi called a timeout. They're being outscored 6-2 in the third quarter here. Okay, Owls with possession. Jake France the ball. The five starters on the floor for the Owls. Jake France on a wing. Down low to Adam Ward in the corner. Adam penetrates and is fouled. That's a foul on Kevin Sherry for Cowdersport. His first and the team's first. Owls will inbound under their basket. Flip into Weinberg. And he was right there. Nice little floater off the board and in. So Chase is up to 10 points for the game. Pressure on the ball by your Owls. And they get it down low off the mark. Warner with the rebound and outlets to Jake France. Jake's off and running. Adam Ward, reverse layup in. Jake finds Adam. He was under the basket, so he decided to go under and do the reverse. Nice ball movement. Owls back on defense. Still in that man-to-man. They've had better success this year in the man-to-man. They started out the season playing a lot of zone. And there's a nice move by Riley Strike. He went in, he missed a layup, but he got his own rebound and put it back in. 4 minutes to go in our third quarter. The Owls lead 41-22. Jake France up top. Warner takes a three ball, and it's in. And there's the boo chance from the crowd. Boo Warner. There's a steal by Adam Ward. And he's going the other way. He lays it off to Weinberg. Weinberg out deep. There's Warner says, I'll take another one. Warner says, I'll take a 3.5-pointer from the logo. And it's in. Good pressure on the ball by the defense. There's a three ball for Cowdy off the mark. Talon Reese with a rebound. Long outlet to Jake France, but it's over his head. Jake was off and running, but the pass was over his head. Okay, Marcus Twilliger's coming into the game for Adam Ward. And Drew Van Wy comes in for Countersport. Owls lead 47-22. 3:10 to go in the third. Countersport breaks the pressure, and there's a... That's going to be a foul on Jake France. His first, the team's second. Thought he might have tipped it out of bounds, but they got Jake for the foul. There's a steal by Weinberg. He's going to go all the way, and he lays it in. I don't know if he was going for a dunk there. I'm not sure if he can, but he had it right up there by the rim, and it went in, and he's now laughing. Adam Ward's going to come back into the game for Jake France, and Carter Colley's going to check in for Chase Weinberg. Carter Sport's going to inbound. Bradford still with a three-quarter court pressure. And there's a almost. He pulled it back down. Now he goes for the long three off the mark. Rebounded by Cowdy. And he blocked by Reese and the rebound. The block and the rebound by Talon Reese. Reese is off and running. Looking for the open man. He's got Carter Colley in the corner. Way out to Warner. Warner back to Reese. Reese penetrates. Little floater up and in. Talon Reese with a nice little 5-foot floater. 51-22, the Owls lead. And there's a steal by the Owls. Here comes Talon Reese to Williger, to Adam Ward, who missed and gets his own rebound and puts it back in. And there's a timeout by Countersport. It's a full timeout. So with your Bradford Owls leading 51-22, this is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsons, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. Your Bradford Owls lead 53-22. And once again, I believe that will 52-22. Now 51-22. I don't know what they're doing to me with the scoreboard. Now 49-22. So they can't start the game. The scoreboard is messed up. So into the game for your Owls, and then we're back to 53-22. So I believe they're going to be in the mercy rule now, and the clock will run. Wyatt Stark has checked into the game for your Bradford Owls. Stark on the defense. Shot missed by Cowdy, rebounded by Warner. Warner with the ball. Over to Twilliger. Twilliger down to Adam Ward. Carter Colley in the corner. He drives. Kicks it out to Warner. Warner pulls it back out. Starts to play over. And there's Stark. Oh, they got Wyatt for a travel. I don't know that foot came off the ground. He faked a three ball, and they called him for it. So you've got Warner, Twilliger, Ward, Colley, and Stark in there right now for your Owls. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Cowdy works it around the outside. Penetrate the baseline. Good defense by Stark. And he blocks the shot, but the Cowdy gets the rebound back, and the Cowdy gets another rebound back. And there's a foul, I believe, on Marcus Twilliger. It is on Twilliger. His first. It's going to be two shots for Kevin Sherry. Countersport fought hard there and got three offensive rebounds. 32 seconds to go in the third quarter. First one's up and off the mark. Second one is up and short. Colley with a rebound. Out to Twilliger. Twilliger to Adam Ward. Oh, Adam had his pocket picked. Doesn't happen often. Here comes Cowdy with the ball. Nice move by Rosner. Nice move by Rosner. Faked out Brendan Warner and laid it in. Stark with the ball. Out to Twilliger. Twilliger to Ward. Warner takes a long two, and it's off the mark. The clock was running out. So that's the end of the third quarter. Your Bradford Owls 53, Countersport Falcons 24. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. I got a little shout out for my buddy Gavin, who just told me he's listening in. So hello, Gav. Thanks, buddy. So Daniel Marasco's checked into the game here for the fourth quarter. Looks like on the floor for your Owls is going to be Carter Colley, Adam Ward, Daniel Marasco, Marcus Twilliger, and Wyatt Stark. Owls lead by 29, 53 to 24. Looks like they're going to get their record back to 7-7. As we, I'll check and see here what our next game is. And we'll have that for you momentarily. So the Owls are going to inbound to start the fourth. Adam Ward down low to Marasco. Marasco finds Wyatt Stark open. Wyatt off the glass and in. Wyatt's in the scoring column. That's good. Good job by Marasco to find Stark. Stark puts it in. I always like when everybody scores, we're down to two players left. I'll keep you informed. And there's an errant pass by Countersport. So the Owls are going to gain possession in front of the Countersport bench. Colley inbounds to Twilliger. Twilliger off to Stark. Stark to Adam Ward. Twilliger in the corner. Finds Marasco. Marasco out and not his really familiar territory, a little far from the basket. Stark with a little drive and a handoff to Adam Ward, and there's a pass to Danny Marasco, who takes it in and off to Carter Colley, who puts it in. Daniel Marasco with a nice dish there to Carter Colley. And Carter's up to 4 points. And the Owls lead by 33, 57-24. Steal by Daniel Marasco. Marasco, Twilliger. Twilliger has it taken away by Mason Rosner. Countersport. Rosner back the other way. Goes all the way. Puts up a floater and in. Here's your Owls going the other way quickly. The crowd is chanting for somebody to come off the bench. I don't know. Anyways, Owls are working the ball around. There's Stark in the corner. Down to Daniel Marasco. Daniel, nice move, and lays it in. And Daniel's on the board. Now we're down to one player. And there's a long three ball for Cowdy off the mark. Rebounded by Carter Cawley. Outlet to Stark. Stark brings it across. Marcus Twilliger, top of the key, back to Stark. Stark to Daniel Marasco. There's Twilliger for a long three. Off the mark. Rebounded by Cowdy. 5:36 to go in the game. Owls lead 59-26. And there's a drive too hard. Rebounded by Adam Ward. Up to Stark. Running the court. Stark lays it in. Nice pass by Ward to Stark, who was running the court, and he gets paid off. Long three for Cowdy, and it's in. That was Rosner. So we're 61 for Bradford, 29 Countersport. Owls working the ball around on the offensive end. Carter Cawley down to Daniel Marasco. Marasco off the mark. And the rebound by Cowdy and a foul by, I believe, Marasco. It was. That's Marasco's first foul, the team's first foul. Talon Reese comes into the game for Adam Ward. That'll probably be it for Adam tonight. And if so, Adam will end with 8 points. Cowdy working around the outside. There's Rosner, another long three. Mason Rosner, he's caught fire here late. 61-32, the Owls lead. Stark with the ball. Way out in no man's land near the half court line. Oh, there's a Rosner with a, no, that's not Rosner, that's Batson. Batson with a steal, looks like Rosner. There goes Rosner for another long three. That one's off the mark. Talon Reese with the rebound. Talon's going all the way. No, he pulls it up in the corner. Out to Twilliger. Back to Talon. Talon to Twilliger again. Playing catch. Same. No, there's Daniel Marasco up top now. Daniel cuts down under the basket. They get it to Daniel. He gets it into Carter Cawley. Twilliger in the corner. Good ball movement here by the Owls. It's all over the court. They try to get it down low to Stark. And it's a foul, maybe a kicked ball on Countersport because the Owls are just going to inbound. Must be a kicked ball. So we'll reset. The clock's running at 3 minutes to go, 61-32. This is the fourth game that the Owls have been involved in that are mercy rule. And there's a foul on Talon Reese. Two shots coming up for Countersport. That's going to be Riley Strike. So the Owls were on the short end of a mercy rule and Warren, and then this will be the third time they've done it to an opponent. See what we got in our future here. Oh, what the heck? I should remember that. I got my half-timer's disease. The Owls play tomorrow afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, a makeup game for the Brookville game just this past week. So varsity plays at 1 o'clock. I'm going to tell you to tune in at 12:30 because Brookville's a long way. They'll be wanting to get back on the road. So we're going to call it 12:30, even though it's scheduled for a 1 o'clock start time tomorrow. The Owls will have a District 9 league game. It's a foul on Talon Reese going for a steal. We're down to 2 minutes to go in the game. Owls lead 61-33. And there's a block. Oh! Blocked by Daniel a block by Marcus Terwilliger, however, they say he got him on the wrist. So that's going to be Jerry Titus at the line for two. First one's off the mark. 1:17 to go. The Owls with a 30-point lead, 63-33. Second one's off the mark. Rebound by Carter Cawley. Carter gets it over to Twilliger. Twilliger across the timeline to Reese. Reese looks for an open man, gets Stark in the corner. Stark back to Reese. Owls working the ball around. Daniel Marasco finds Stark underneath. Oh, reverse layup missed. Wyatt got a little creative there. It was nice. And the Owls back on defense. 30-point lead, 43 seconds. And there's a steal by Daniel Marasco. Daniel looks for the open man. It's Wyatt Stark, and it's blocked. Cowdy ball. And there's a foul on number 11, Marcus Twilliger, his second foul. The team's fifth, so Carter Sport will be shooting two. Owls lead by 30, 17 seconds to go. Overall, nice performance by your Bradford Owls. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I hope you tune in tomorrow for a Saturday afternoon tilt. First free throw's up and off the mark. That's Logan Tingley in the game for Carter Sport. Second free throw is up and banked in. I know Logan, he counted that. He's smiling. He called it. 12 seconds to go. 63-34, your Owls lead. 29-point lead. Owls just content to run it out. That's going to be your final score here from the Owls Nest tonight. Bradford Owls 63. Countersport Falcons 34. I'm going to tally up some stats, and I'll be back with you for a post game. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
And welcome back to the postgame. James Patrick here at the Owls Nest, where tonight your Bradford Owls won a non-league game over the Countersport Falcons 63-34. Just a great performance by your Owls, mainly defensively, the defensive end, and balanced scoring on the offensive end. No selfishness, great passing, great ball movement. Quick turnaround for the Owls as they're back in action tomorrow. JV game starts at 11 if you're coming up to the Owls Nest. Varsity's scheduled for 1 o'clock. I would say it'd be more like 12:30, but we'll see how that goes. So that was a canceled game from earlier this week, one of those snowstorms. For Countersport, they were led in scoring, really, in their player of the game, if there was such a thing, as Mason Rosner. He caught fire toward the end of the game. And he had 15 points for Countersport. Now, listen to this balanced scoring across your Owls lineup. Chase Weinberg with 12, Brendan Warner with 11, Jake France with 8, Adam Ward with 8, Marcus Twilliger with 7, and Talon Reese with 5. 4 for Cawley and Stark, and 2 for Marasco. Just balanced scoring across the board. Got bench players time. All good stuff. The Owls have had several of these games this year that have went this way. And, you know, getting those young guys in there, they can only make them better. So we'll be back at it in a District 9 league matchup tomorrow against Brookville. The Owls currently stand 1 win, 2 losses in D9. Like to get that up to 2-2 and then overall record 8-7. So we'll see what we can do tomorrow against Brookville. We'll be back on the air. I'm going to tell you, if you were late tonight, somewhere around 12:30. So I'd like to thank Nick back in the studio, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in this evening. This has been Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.